You are listening to a Stat Media Group production. This is Cargo Masterminds, presented by Cargo One. This is an exclusive one-to-one weekly interview series with leaders from the world's leading air cargo and logistics companies. It is Monday, and it is time to catch up with the new Cargo Mastermind with your host, Reggie John.
My guest today is Peter Pensil, an air cargo industry leader with more than 30 years of experience in various roles across the air cargo, freight forwarding, and logistics sectors. In June this year, Peter joined Delta Airlines as the president to lead Delta Cargo, the airline's cargo business. In this role, he is responsible for leading the cargo commercial division with a focus on driving revenue and profitable growth, delivering industry-leading customer service, and ensuring operational excellence within Delta's cargo business. Recently, SkyTeam Cargo, the Airline Cargo Alliance, has announced Peter Pensil as the new chairperson of its cargo executive board. Peter joins me from Delta Airlines headquarters in Atlanta. Peter, welcome to Cargo Mastermind. Such a pleasure to have you join us for this interview.
Thank you, Reggie, and good afternoon for you from India and from here from Atlanta. Nice to be your guest today.
Thanks, Peter. I have had the privilege of interviewing you several times in the past in different roles. Peter, you are back to a cargo role in an airline after spending 4 years at Siva Logistics as Chief Operating Officer of Air Freight. You took charge as the president of Delta Cargo in June this year. How do you look at the 5 months gone by, and what do you think are the key highlights of your 5 months in Delta Cargo?
Now, first of all, it's great to be back on the cargo helmet of such a great company. And being back to an airline is also nice and also brings new challenges. But I think the benefit that I see is that the knowledge that I gained in the years that I worked for a freight forwarding company also helps being now with an airline, so that I know both sides of the table pretty well. So that is a huge value, and I landed with a great team. And that's also a very important topic when you start in a new role in a new country, that you have a great team that is very supportive and is part of the success in the future.
Peter, you come with, as I said, a diverse experience in dealing with forwarding and airline. The air cargo demand continues to be strong, outpacing supply, and every forecast predicts the growth momentum to continue. What is your reading of the current air freight market, which is in the last quarter of the year?
The market is very strong, as what we all see around us. It's very resistant, and even with challenges around the world, economically, politically, air cargo industry is strong and will maintain being very strong. All the aspects of the e-commerce growth that has a huge impact in capacity demand that we see continuing, and that will, in my opinion, continue also in 2025.
Is e-commerce driving new opportunities for air cargo and specifically for Delta Cargo?
Opportunities, of course, there are always opportunities because the e-commerce is buying so much capacity that for an airline like Delta, where we don't operate freighters, that the demand on the capacity that we have globally is a very strong added value for a lot of players in the market. Our customers, the freight forwarders, they can rely on that capacity because it's fixed capacity in a scheduled environment, so that that is a huge added value for the market, but especially for our customers.
Peter, there is the general perception that e-commerce cargo is of low yield. Is that the biggest challenge for a carrier like yours to optimize yield for e-commerce cargo?
No, yield is always a discussion, and you know, pricing, yields is always a discussion in our industry. But seeing the volumes and the consistency, I think you have to be very careful in making statements like low yield, etc. Because I believe when the capacity is not outgrowing the demand, there is still a demand on capacity. So it is also, how do you bring it to the market? What do you make available for e-commerce or in any other segment of our industry? So I am not a strong believer that I always would say it's low yield, it doesn't make sense, because it's a huge component of the air freight market today. So you do it or you don't, but that all has to do with the steering of your business model.
Let's talk about Deliver Direct, a very specific domestic direct-to-consumer e-commerce delivery product powered by Smart Cargo, launched earlier this year. What kind of growth have you seen in parcel volumes in this segment?
Oh, it's a huge growth. We started in the beginning of this calendar year with Deliver Direct, together with cooperation, especially for the last mile delivery, where you know that airlines normally offering an airport-to-airport service, where we believed with a partner like Smart Cargo that we could deliver a door-to-door product. And again, with the growth aspect of e-commerce, you automatically see that that is a huge booming business for Delta Cargo. And we keep investing in that element because we believe that this will continue for the upcoming years in our industry.
How competitive is Deliver Direct for US e-commerce shippers in terms of speed and price? Does this challenge the courier companies like FedEx and UPS? And there is a lot of reliance also on road freight within the US.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to see it like to compete. I think what we see on the numbers that we are reaching on a monthly basis and the growth over the last months, that there is a strong need. That automatically means that if we are growing, that there is a constant increased demand on this service that we deliver in the market. So I don't would like to say we are competing. I think we are adding value with a product, with an airline that delivers a door-to-door product.
Peter, let us let's talk about the revenue numbers that is available for the quarter ended on 30 September 2024. You recorded cargo revenue of $196 million, which is substantially 27% higher than the cargo revenue recorded for the same period last year. And the revenue for the first 9 months of 2024 was $574 million, which is 7% higher than that of the same period in 2023. What is your sense of how you will close the year in terms of revenue and cargo carried in 2024?
Looking back to the statements I made earlier, that we believe it's a strong air freight market continuing in towards the end of this year and also in the beginning of next year. So we are confident that we will have a strong ending of the year. So that means a positive growth, both tonnage as financially. So no, I think Delta Cargo will end the year on a positive note.
Peter, do you expect expect to see the volume growth also in the international cargo besides the domestic?
Yes, yes. Because I think domestically is important for Delta, but I think more important is the network coverage. And that's a key element how we drive also our growth over the last few months, is to make sure that we have the right coverage network-wide and not only the focus on one particular element, in this case, domestically. Of course, domestically is an important element, but the business that we carry on our wide bodies in our global network are very important to make sure that we make both ends meet.
Peter, I think the next question is really important, and I think you are the probably best suited to answer that. We have seen a significant consolidation in the forwarding industry, leading to the, someone calls it is like the emergence of the super forwarders. In the long term, what do you see is that are the changes in the airline shipper forwarder relationship, or will there be any change at all from what we see today?
I think the history is repeating itself, Reggie. When you look back years ago when DHL purchased XL, in those days that was the number one buying the number two, then everybody said, what kind of impact will that have in the market? And we see now the same, the growth models that some major freight forwarders purchasing each other. Of course, that will have impact. But still, the shippers community will keep looking for the best option. Will it be that customers will stay at the acquisitions that are done during the last few months, or will they become new market players so that new freight forwarders can step into that market segment? That will always take place. Will it have a huge impact? I don't believe it. I think that business will continue like it is. And yes, there will be a few very big players. But nevertheless, if you see the number of market share in our industry, especially from the airline perspective, where the number one cargo airline will have roughly 7, 8, 9% maximum market share in our total market, then you see how diverse our global market still is today, even with very big players in this field.
Peter, in terms of investment in the future from Delta Airlines into the cargo division, what are some of the priorities for the airline in terms of digital as well as physical infrastructure? You're an IATA CEF certified for pharmaceutical products, a pharma cargo. You have substantial investment going into technology. You are available on multiple marketplaces on the booking side. The recent announcement is that of Cargo One. Where will the investment be in terms of technology, in terms of digital infrastructure, and in terms of physical infrastructure? Technology is going to play a significant role in any operator in the aviation sector today.
So we will keep investing where necessary. You just mentioned the investment we are doing on the IT related. So our operating system, key element to make sure that we have the latest infrastructure on IT for our customers to make sure to do easy business, to make it easy to reduce cost from the chain of doing business with Delta Cargo. And on the other hand, infrastructure, warehousing our suppliers, but don't forget our most important element of assets is the people. We really would have the best people in the industry working for Delta Cargo, and also there, that needs investment. So making sure that we have the right working places for our people, and that's why the investment in people is important and in line with the investment on IT and infrastructure. And don't forget the investment that Delta is doing to buy new wide-body aircrafts so that we can extend our global reach, so that we have more destinations to operate, so that our customers, as you know, Delta, a belly carrier, provide the best service to our passenger customers so that we can grow automatically as from a cargo perspective.
Peter, not long time back that you worked with one of the world's biggest cargo carriers playing, you had access to some of the biggest birds in terms of main tech operator, main tech carriers, main tech aeroplanes. Do you miss them?
Missing is not the right word. When you're leading a cargo carrier with that size and with those freighters available, of course, you have to think totally differently. Do I miss them in the sense today? No, because there's also a lot of cost involved. But also, when the market is well, you can also make a lot of money. Nevertheless, our strategy is to continue what we do today, to invest and to be best in class what we do with the network that we operate today. So missing is a big word. Sometimes it would be nice, especially when there is a search for capacity. Then it's always nice. But don't forget, it's those are big investments.
Peter, I want to end the conversation asking you to take a look at the 2024 and, of course, the outlook for 2025. What are some of the biggest headwinds and tailwinds for global air cargo industry and particularly for Delta Cargo, given the kind of disruptions that we see around the world in terms of geopolitics, in terms of other problems that are affecting human society? What will be some of the headwinds and tailwinds that you would want to identify and probably think about?
On the headwind side, hey, because everybody always wants to start with some negative elements, but it's very difficult. Hey? We also believe we saw over the last years, COVID, the Red Sea incidents, the war in Ukraine, Russia, Middle East disturbings. Always there is something, and it always have impact. But seeing towards 25, I still believe it will be a very strong air freight market. So that's positive on that perspective. So that means still the urge for capacity. That means that the rate levels are on a healthy level for us to operate and to keep investing in new technology. When it comes to tailwinds, is that still e-commerce is growing. Do we know exactly what's happening, especially also here in the US, the new president elected? Will there be changes in regulations? Everybody is thinking, talking. Do we know exactly what will happen? No. But our industry is used to that. All those changes. It's also why it is nice to work in our economic environment where we are in. That's what we like, change. The only thing is you must manage it, eh? Because change management is not only a word. You really have to manage it properly. So that's what we see. So I am a very positive man when I look to the near future for air cargo, because we see the demand is still strong and we believe it will continue.
Peter, you are in the early months of your new assignment. I'd like to wish you and your team all the very best, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and we keep in contact.
That's it from us at Stat Media Group. We bring Cargo Masterminds every Monday. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next Monday for a fresh episode.